I've got a theory that if you give 100% all of the time, somehow things will work out in the end. Larry Bird. Welcome, welcome back, everybody. It's your boy Jay on Jim by Jay Podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening to the show, welcome, officially. Jim by Jay is a way for me to reach out to as many players, parents, and coaches to offer the tools and skills that are needed for both on the court and off the court. I learned a ton as a basketball player and even more as a personal trainer. But in my experience, there's a huge benefit to learning more on a more consistent basis so that you can be the best athlete and person that you can be. Now, I've been thinking a lot about Larry Bird. And if you don't know who that is, shame on you. Go look him up. He goes by many names in the NBA community. The Hick from French Lick is one of my favorites. The Great White Hope. Kodak. Larry Legend. Now, all of these nicknames are very accurate. If you've watched Larry Bird's highlights or even his games, you can definitely see that he fits all of those nicknames. But why is he so iconic? Why do I care? Why am I talking about this in a podcast? Today, I want to convince you that looking and understanding Larry Bird's game is going to be a huge benefit for you, as it has been for me. Now, I had a personal trainer who loved Larry Bird. He absolutely loved him. He really understood how Larry Bird played. I think a lot of it had to do because he grew up in the same era as him. You know, he grew up watching 80s basketball. He was a little bit biased to that, right? But why the Kodak, why Larry Legend, why this Hick from French Lick, Indiana was the best scorer I personally have ever watched. Ever. And I mean ever. At the same time, he helped me understand why Larry Bird, his pure scoring ability, in my opinion, is unmatched, even to this day. And I'm a big fan of guys like Michael Jordan and Kevin Durant, who are just phenomenal athletes and who can score the basketball left or right or jump shot, whatever. But that's the thing. Larry Bird was not an athlete. He was literally just this hick from Indiana who could shoot the ball and who could play basketball better than anybody else. And that is scary. And that's impressive. And that's what I idolized as a kid, because when I was growing up in high school, if you guys listened to my first podcast, the intro, you would know that I grew up in a very small town, a country town. And, you know, I'm a country kid. You know, like my first job was moving irrigation pipe on a farm. And my first job, I was 11 years old, right? 11, 12 years old. That's irreplaceable, right? That's something that not every kid gets growing up. And that's something that Larry Bird had as a professional athlete, playing for the Boston Celtics, winning 3 MVPs in a row, which, by the way, has only been done by 2 other players, Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain. You can't tell me that that's not impressive, because it is. That's what's so scary about Larry Bird, is because you look at Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain and you look at their accolades and accomplishments. It's because they were freakish athletes. Wilt Chamberlain, I mean, you know, famously scored 100 points in a game, and, you know, he averaged like 41 points for like a 5-year stretch. Bill Russell, probably the best overall big of his era. Could be argued, but I mean, let's get realistic. He won 11 championships. You can't really beat that. But I mean, to have Larry Bird, this hick from Indiana, be in the same conversation as guys like, you know, freakish godlike athletes like Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell, that's amazing. And that hasn't been touched. There's been back-to-back MVPs. I think Steph Curry was the last one to do that. I might be wrong. I can't remember. 2015, 2016, I believe. You guys will have to fact check me. But, you know, to get 3 in a row is such a feat that it hasn't been done since the 80s. And that's saying something because Michael Jordan, you know, everyone worships him and everyone worships LeBron. And I'm a fan of both, but was someone that you should look up to as an athlete, that you should understand why he did the things the way he did them. And the first thing that I understood from my trainer about Larry Bird was his skill as a scorer. Now you can say, oh, Steph Curry or Kevin Durant or Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, all those guys are way better than Larry Bird. And you know what? We could fight about that all day. I don't really care. But I want you to understand they haven't touched that status that guys like Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell and Larry Bird have. And I'm not even getting into the nitty-gritty on how Larry Bird scores the basketball. You know, I can do an episode on that later, but I just want to talk about the magnitude of his abilities as a player. You know, this it's unparalleled, and I don't think it's talked about enough. And this might be a biased comment, but I hear a lot of people, and I've talked with a lot of people, who think Magic Johnson, or who consider Magic Johnson a better player than Larry Bird. And I've given this a lot of thought, and I think it's almost insulting. Because as great as Magic Johnson was, and he was great, don't get me wrong, he was a phenomenal player. One of the best point guards to ever play the game. A 6'9" point guard playing for the Showtime Lakers, him and Kareem. Brought Los Angeles 5 championships. Wonderful basketball. But I don't think that his abilities were comparable to Larry Bird. I can't think that. Larry Legend was in a category of his own. To be able to play basketball off of a whim, to shoot left-handed or right-handed out of boredom. It's just on a level by his own. Anyway, moving on. The second reason why Larry Bird is someone that you should study is his hustle. The dude literally broke his bones. He destroyed his career because he kept hurting himself. He kept having physical injuries because of his tenacity on the court. And it was being a 6'9" white guy who, quite honestly, was the best player on the Eastern Conference, being able to be humble enough and sacrifice that much for the game of basketball is refreshing. It's very cool to watch. It's very cool to understand because he cared about the game. He cared about winning so much that he sacrificed his body to be able to give his team the better chance of success. And the other one that I wanted to mention is confidence. And this is the one I wanted to focus most on because I'm sure if you're familiar with Larry Bird, okay, you've probably heard a lot of stories about him talking smack to other teams and players and stuff. But his confidence is so freaking cool. It is one of the coolest things I think I've ever watched a documentary about or read about on an article or whatever, because his confidence was just supreme, man. Unparalleled, untouchable, literally godlike. It's like Hercules. Like it's that impressive. I'm giving it a lot of hype, but it is that impressive that he's that confident about him and his ability to play the game of basketball. Like I it's lightly touched a couple minutes ago, but you know, he literally had a game, and if you're no Larry Legend, you know this story. He had a game where he chose to shoot left-handed. That's it, because he was simply bored. He had so much confidence in himself that he chose to shoot the basketball left-handed for the whole game because he was freaking bored. You can't tell me that that's crazy. That's absolutely nuts. He would talk about what he's going to do and then do it exactly and then do it with perfection, no flaws. He would say, oh, I'm going to do this type of shot over this guy, and he would do it, and it would happen, and end of story, right? There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, right? And I could dream about that type of confidence. I wish, desperately wish, that when I was playing in games, that when I was a collegiate athlete and a high school athlete, that I had that type of confidence. Now, I'm sure if I decided to shoot left-handed for the entirety of a game, my coach would probably kick me out. He would probably get really mad at me because I'm not Larry Bird. I haven't won three MVPs in a row. I haven't won multiple championships. I haven't been such an iconic face for the largest and most successful league of basketball for my career, right? But to have that type of confidence is valuable. And that's what I want to focus on. That's what I want to portray to you, because why should you care whether Larry Bird is good or is great or is as confident as he was? Why should you care? Why am I talking about this? Because it's important. It's important for you to understand that a guy like Larry Bird, who is not athletic, who comes from a small town in freaking Indiana, why should you care? Right? It's because Larry Bird is someone that you can look up to, someone that you can understand, someone that I understand, someone that I want to understand more, because his ability to play the game of basketball, his confidence is what made him successful. It's what was important to him. He was a great teammate. He was a great player. I know that for me, for myself, now a coach, formerly an athlete, I want to have the mentality of Larry Bird, right? I want to be brimming with confidence on and off the court because I know my abilities and I know what my limits are, right? I want to be the best scorer I can possibly be. Larry Bird did stuff that no one else had seen before. And frankly, I've barely seen it since, at least at the same quality. Larry Bird was a hustler. He was humble enough to sacrifice his body to be able to win the game because of his sacrifices. His tenacity on defense, his smack talking to the other team is so idolized. But rarely is it actively used in games by athletes. At least that I can see, right? There's obviously a bunch of people that play like him and that, you know, that uses qualities, but not at the same level, not at the same quality that Larry Bird did it. Long story short, I think that if any of us were to look at our favorite NBA players, mine, I'll give you mine for example. My favorite NBA player has been LeBron. I've loved LeBron. I've loved his game. I've loved his abilities. I've loved his story. But I honestly can't put LeBron. I can't say that LeBron is better than Larry Bird. I can't. I've given it a lot of thought. I can't do that. The reason because I can't do that is because of Larry Legend's confidence, his unique ability to literally be the best version of himself. I'm not saying LeBron hasn't done that. He's had moments, but not like Larry, man. Not like Bird. And I guess that's what I want you to focus. I guess that's what I want you to take out of this episode is confidence is not something that's natural, I would say. I think people work for it. I think Larry had to work for it. He was offered a scholarship to play for Bobby Knight for Indiana before he joined the NBA, obviously. And Larry Bird, you know, he went there and Bobby Knight was one of the greatest basketball coaches, college basketball coaches ever. And Larry Bird eventually turned it down because he wanted to go to a smaller school, because he didn't want to have so much pressure on his shoulders. That is nuts. That is nuts. Larry Bird had so much pressure playing for Boston. I mean, he went toe to toe with the Lakers and the Rockets and the Bad Boy Pistons countless times. And he delivered. he delivered. So what was the difference? Is because he had to develop into that person. He had to develop himself into being such a confident athlete, such a confident scorer and player, because he understood himself so well. He didn't want to have that pressure starting off because he knew his limits. And he knew that in order for him to grow into the player that he wanted to become, he needed to be patient. He needed to develop in an atmosphere that he felt more comfortable in order for him to reach his highest goal, right? It's like going up a ladder, right? You have to go up each rung to get to the top, right? You can't just magically jump up there and voila, you're at the top. You have to go on each rung, one at a time, patiently, and you will get there. So if you're struggling with confidence, or if you're struggling to score the basketball, or if you're just thinking that you don't deserve to be playing at the level that you wish to be playing, I would honestly say just look up Larry Bird, man. Just look him up, understand who he was as a person and as a player, and understand what got him there, right? It was his confidence. It was his hustle. It was his ability to score the basketball and to understand the game of basketball. He slowed it down for himself. And, you know, like I said, like, I'm not even touching on his actual abilities and accolades. I'm really not touching on it, but that's what's impressive about it. That's what's impressive about Larry Bird, is because I don't have to touch on it. I don't have to talk about how he won 3 championships or whatever, because his game speaks for itself. Anyway, guys, that's it for today. If you like the episode, please let me know. Honestly, look me up on Facebook or Instagram, and feel free to contact me anytime. I'm really wanting to get to know you guys better. I want to understand what you want to hear from me, because I like learning. You know, if you have a subject that you want to hear from me, then I'm all for it. Anyway, please tell your friends and family. I'd love to reach out to as many people as I can. I'm going to try to give you guys new content as often as I possibly can, so just be patient if it takes me a couple days, but it's coming, trust me. Till next time.